Hachette Audio presents Early One Morning, written by Virginia Bailey, read by Jilly Bond.
Chapter 1. Rome, October 1943. A young woman marches briskly down a Rome street. Her coat is tightly belted, a scarf is wound around her head, and a large cloth bag is slung slantways across her body. Over her arm she carries a smaller bag, containing her purse, with a few lira in it, and her papers, her identity card and ration book. Chiara Ravello, spinster, the card declares, and gives her address as Via dei Capellari, 147, flat number 5. She has no umbrella against the steady rain falling out of the dark sky, an unrelenting downpour that will continue for hours, as if complicit in the day's events. Within 15 minutes of the phone call summoning her,
"Mama is sick,"
Gennaro had said, she was out of the door. That she is decently dressed at all, given her speed, and the fact that her sister, Cecilia, followed her around the apartment, getting in the way and asking fatuous questions, is a minor miracle.
"Who was on the telephone?"
This at the bathroom door, as Chiara splashed water on her face.
"Why are you getting dressed? It's only 6:15.
This as Chiara fetched her stockings from the rail in front of the stove and tugged the damp-resistant things up her chilly legs. The rain has pervaded the inside of the apartment. A faint fog seems to hang in the kitchen air.
"You can't go out without a petticoat."
This as she pulled her red woolen dress over her head and buckled her belt. Then, rallying,
"Shall I make you a coffee?"
Finally, while Cecilia rinsed out the pot at the sink, Chiara had a second to think what might be needed. To don her coat and scarf, and to locate that extra bag in case anything could be salvaged, to consider and discount taking her bicycle, on the grounds that it would take too long to manhandle down the stairwell, and it would be quicker to walk. Gennaro's bar, on Via del Portico d'Ottavia, was less than 1 kilometre away. At the kitchen door, she turned to say she had to go, and saw that Cecilia had stopped, was standing with the empty coffee pot dangling from her hand, her mouth open.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?